Thank you. Anyway, moving on to the last two stories, which happen to fall into the entertainment thing. Dara Conger, the multimillionaire bride, who I think is getting way too much coverage, as well as his Mick Rockwell, whatever hell his name is, her now ex. She's now Dara Conger. Dara Conger is now going to spread her her legs for Playboy.
Yeah.
Bare it all and show her whatever to Playboy. So I know that people are going to be curious to pick up the issue. Even me, I'm going to be curious to pick up the issue. But no one really cares about Dara Conger. She's getting way too much publicity over this little thing. It was a nice little piece in the paper. The show's over. Your 15 minutes of fame are up. But people are going to pick up the picture anyway. And the issue anyway. And then they got to interview Rockwell to get his thoughts on picking up the issue and everything. Who the hell cares? Nobody cares about these people. These people had their 15 minutes of fame. Show's over. They're not going to air it again. So just do your little Playboy thing. Let's see your f***s. And then just be done with it. I mean, why does it, every big issue, every person, when they know their 15 minutes is fame up, it happens to every personality, that they got to go just spread their legs to get their last-ditch effort. Well, spread your legs. People will pick it up to see, but nobody cares about Rockwell's comments on it. At least I don't. Now, the final little blurb, which is going to be very quick.
Oh, my God. Oh.
So when are you going to be spreading your legs?
15 minutes of fame.
Because your fame's just about up.
And when the 15 minutes flame is up.
What are you going to choose, Playgirl or Blue Boy?
I'm not posing naked for any magazine.
Someone hopes you die of ovarian cancer.
Beth checking in, Opie.
Hilarious.
Beth checking in saying she's having sex in her ears. For a month straight, hoping she gets ear cancer so she doesn't have to hear any more of Spaz's Week in Review.
We learned today that friction causes cancer, everyone.
Yes. That's why guys get prostate cancer, because when they're gay guys, the friction against the prostate that is residing in the butt.
Yes. All right. Kyle, what's going on?
What's up, you guys?
Hey.
Hey, listen. I know everyone's dogging Spaz, but I got to tell you, I love this part of the show because no matter how bad my life gets, it can always be friggin' worse. Man, this cracks me up, man. Spaz, I love you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Lisa real fast. Lisa, what's up?
Hey, everybody. You guys are great. I've been listening to you for about a year.
Oh, thank you.
This is probably the worst part of your show.
I know.
I'm stuck in traffic, and I can't concentrate on the road. He's such a moron.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy.
He says thank you to that. All right, cool. Well, thank you, Lisa. Have a great weekend. All right, the final story, Anthony.
Oh, thank God.
Here we go.